Thank you, Ian. So, to our final set of news items. We swing from some marvellous charity efforts to a Norwich Wine Week, from opposition to a giant solar farm to queues for a special shop opening. We'll start with all that charity work. Epic fundraising treks have helped a Norfolk-based rural property and business consultancy to raise more than £40,000 for a farming charity. Brown & Co. chose RABI, the Royal Horticultural Benevolent Institution, as its charity of the year for 2025-2026, with a year-long programme of fundraising activities, including bake sales, quiz nights, a netball tournament and game nights. Staff across the firm's 12 UK offices took part, aiming to raise money and build awareness of the practical, financial and emotional support which RABI offers farming communities. In addition to raising funds, Brown & Co. staff spent time in farming communities during the autumn distributing care packages and raising awareness of RABI's services.
Former football favourites are set to return to the pitch for a special charity match. Ex-Norwich City stars will take on the Help Delete Cancer FC team at Wroxham Football Club. The match is in support of the Big C Cancer Charity and is backed by headline sponsor Broad Tours by Norfolk Broads Direct. All money raised will go directly to Big C, helping support people affected by cancer in Norfolk. Fans will have the chance to see former Norwich City players, including Simon Lappin, Declan Rudd, Grant Holt, Mike Milligan, Ryan Jarvis, Kyle Callan-McFadden, Danny Crowe, Michael Spillaney and Rossi Jarvis. Greg Munford, Executive Chairman of Norfolk Broads Direct, said, "We're proud to be the headline sponsor of this year's Big C Charity Football Match, an event that brings together community, sport and a shared determination to make a difference."
Surprise Disney trips are being planned for young people facing difficult circumstances. The treats are being organised by Norwich travel agents Hayes Travel in partnership with the Wish Makers Motorcycle Association, a Norfolk charity whose biker members grant special wishes to children and teenagers across the region. The team at Hayes Travel have been helping the charity arrange trips to Disneyland Paris, even joining the bikers to deliver the surprises to families in person. Jermaine Jackson, branch manager at Hayes Travel Norwich City, said, "It is so lovely to be part of this and to be involved helping organise the trips. As a team, we feel this is such a special charity to support and be involved with. We are excited to see our relationship grow and to make these holidays and dreams come true for more and more young people."
An event celebrating all things wine is returning to Norwich this summer. Now in its fourth year, Norwich Wine Week will run from June 19th to June 28th, bringing together bars, restaurants and hospitality venues for tastings, masterclasses and special fixed price offers. A new addition to the event is being able to navigate it via the free Norwich Food and Drink Weeks app. It will allow visitors to explore venues, uncover exclusive offers, and enter the Wine Week prize draw by collecting 4 digital stamps. Stephen Gurney, Executive Director of Norwich BID, said, "Norwich Wine Week is part of our wider commitment to animate the city centre and support the businesses that make Norwich so special. Participating venues will offer creative food and wine pairings, exclusive deals and immersive events highlighting different regions and producers."
Critics of plans for a massive solar farm on acres of Norfolk countryside have urged a planning inspector to recommend the rejection of the controversial project. The first hearings to help decide whether plans for the Droves solar farm between Castle Acre and Swaffham should go ahead have begun, with opponents calling for it to be turned down. Planning Inspector Anthony Johnson is hearing representations and evidence about the proposal, which should see solar panels installed on 2,800 acres of fields at hearings in King's Lynn. Tim Hubbard, chairman of Castle Acre Parish Council, told the hearing, "We are not opposed to renewable energy. However, we are strongly opposed and deeply concerned about the inappropriate location for the Droves solar complex." Dr. Mark Holmes, who has lived in South Acre for 30 years, said ecological surveys have not been adequate and failed to fully assess the impact on rare and protected stone curlews. Applicant Island Green Power has said the scheme, which includes a battery energy storage system to store surplus energy, will generate up to 500 megawatts of electricity, enough to power around 115,000 homes a year. The planning inspector will make a recommendation to Energy Secretary Ed Miliband, who has the final say.
Hundreds of comic book fans lined a busy shopping street for the grand opening of a new chain in the city centre. People waiting for the bus in St Stephen's Street were greeted with a barrage of cosplayers waiting to get inside the new Forbidden Planet store. A queue of hundreds stretched from the former Bright House unit down to Poundland. One man who was dressed up as the Joker from Batman said he'd already waited 2.5 hours while standing at the halfway point of the line. Some diehard fans even set up deck chairs from 1 a.m. in the morning to make sure they were among the first 100 through the door, who all received a free goodie bag.
A popular walking route closed off for 2 years because its boardwalk wore out after so many people used it during the COVID pandemic, is to reopen at a cost of almost £440,000. Work to restore the Yare Valley Boardwalk, which links the University of East Anglia to Eton and Cringleford, will start in the autumn. The boardwalk was shut for health and safety reasons in January 2024, after the UEA Nature Trail saw a threefold increase in visitors during lockdown, when exercise was one of the few reasons people were allowed to leave their homes. The number of people using the boardwalk meant it suffered wear and tear, which prompted the closure. Bosses at the UEA have been working on a new scheme, with input from groups such as the Yare Valley Society and Eton Village Residents Association, known as EVRA. The project received a major boost last year when it was awarded more than £260,000 from the Greater Norwich Growth Board's Infrastructure Investment Fund, a pot of money collected via a levy on developers shared among projects in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk. Added to almost £65,000 from a developer planning obligation, £5,000 in donations from the public and £2,000 from EVRA, the project can now go ahead. However, the construction work cannot happen just yet. It has to wait until autumn to avoid disturbing nesting birds such as sedge and reed warblers.
An annual event which sees people flock to explore a sea of tulips in full bloom has attracted the most visitors in its six-year history. More than 40,000 people travelled to see the vibrant display at the annual Tulips for Tapping event near the Sandringham Estate this year. The event, which is organised by Norfolk Tulips in partnership with Tapping House, also received a record-breaking £581,380.11 for the hospice in West Norfolk. Each year, visitors from across the globe come to enjoy the scenic fields, take photographs and support a good cause. This year's success was made possible by 300 volunteers and 35 sponsors.